Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kenila L. Sutton-Jones. The patient name is spelled as follows. First name, C like Charlie, A like Apple, N like Nancy, Y like Yellow, L like Larry, A like Apple. Kenila. Middle name is L. Last name is Sutton-Jones. S-U-T like Tom, T like Tom, O-N-J-O-N-E-S. Date of birth is 6-12-2005. Date of service is 6-10-2024. The date of accident is May 23rd, 2024. The patient is here for as a new patient with the following chief complaints. She has severe headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, and loss of memory, as well as pain in the right side of the neck, right upper shoulder, and lower back. Numbness, tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger, and weakness of the right upper arm. Instead of the automobile accident, the patient reported that she was a victim of an automobile accident where she was traveling on May 23rd, 2024 as a front seat passenger, restrained, and in a white Ford Taurus. Her friend was driving on Livernois North to try to make a turn on the Waverly, W-A-V-E-R-L-Y. The driver was possibly intoxicated. She made a tight turn. She was fighting with her boyfriend. She got upset and she hit the fire hydrant while she was turning. She couldn't make a proper turn and hit the fire hydrant. The impact of the car to the fire hydrant at 80 miles an hour allegedly was quite bad. Car is total. The entire car was split into half and the front windshield was broken. The hood is broken. Front bumper is broken and the glass was broken. The patient was wearing seatbelt and airbags did deploy, and there was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. The driver of the car disappeared, ran away. From the scene. Regarding the injury to the patient, patient passed out for at least 60 seconds. She was on the phone and she could not focus on the accident at all, did not see it. The airbag hit her right forearm. The chest was injured, right lower part of the chest from the airbag. There was no laceration, fracture or bleeding. And internally, there was no report of damage to the windshield, dashboard, headrest, console. Patient is going to send the picture of the vehicle. Patient was taken to the Henry Ford Hospital emergency room by the ambulance, but she left against medical advice as there was more than 10 hours had passed. And she was very lightheaded, severe headaches, and nothing was done. So she left the hospital. No X-ray, no CT scan was ever performed. History presenting illness, patient reports of severe headaches, which are located front and back. And they are 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant, sensitive to light, not sensitive to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient report that a history of dizziness, vertigo, confusion, lack of focus, spots in the vision. She denies any history of loss of consciousness since the accident. No ringing in the ear or buzzing, no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem. There's no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no seizures, no loss of memory or forgetfulness is reported, no disorientation. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel. No blood vision or loss of vision field are reported. She does report right TMJ being slightly painful than the left, but it's not major. There is a report of weakness, lightheadedness. She has a numbness and tingling of the right arm and right hand with weakness of the right arm, difficulty walking, denies any sleep disturbance or subtle anesthesia or anxiety, depression, and panic. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she has a constant pain in the area of the right side of the neck and right upper shoulder area, as well as lower back. This pain is around 10. She is unable to lift her shoulder beyond 70 degrees of abduction or forward flexion, and there is no radiation of pain to the right upper arm, upper extremity, or either of the lower extremity. No radiation to the pain to the left upper extremity. However, the second, third, fourth finger is numb in the morning, and there is slight weakness of the right upper extremity. She can walk up to a block or two. She can stand 30 minutes. Sitting is slightly painful. She can sleep for 4 hours. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, tiring, exhausting. Pain severity is from 5 to 10, while ADLs are a factor 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by bending, standing, and walking, and improved by rest, medications, associated numbness, tingling is reported on the right and second, third, and fourth finger, off and on. But there is no blood or bowel incontinence or muscle weakness. And regarding the past investigation, no X-rays, CT scan, MRIs have been done, no treatment has been afforded, no chiropractic physical therapy has been done. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status. She lives with her auntie. Working history, she is a CNA caregiver, and she does lift 5,200 to sometimes 200 pounds and is currently not working due to the pain. Legal history, patient has Kevin as the Kevin Gordon as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Please use the record for the ADLs also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 60, pulse ox is 100. Height is 4'11", weight is 130 pounds. 18-year-old African-American female of a average built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care. Hydration is good, well-nourished, and it does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. No anxiety or lethargy is expressed. There is a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological normal, psychiatric normal, musculature examination normal. Musculoskeletal examination is normal in inspection and palpation. Tenderness, none is observed throughout. No trigger points. No hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited to forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 50, lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign and Lermit test are positive on the right side. destruction test and Soto Hall test are negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. That was explained. The Roos test, slump test is negative, lumbar spine. The Brzezinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 10 degrees. Patient can only bend down up to 70 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Bragger test negative. Kemp test is positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed, but standing flexion test, iliac compression test, dissection test, Faber test, consonant test are all negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are completely normal, and right wrist. In the right wrist, there is a poor grip, motor power 4/5, Tinel sign, Phelan sign are positive. Possibility of carpal tunnel, but rest of the reflexes are normal, peripheral pulses are normal, grip is slightly poor. In the right shoulder, the patient has normal appearing shoulder, but there is a spasm and tenderness of the rotator cuff muscles, especially supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and the muscle strength is 4/5, the right upper extremity, and there is no swelling or any dislocations. The special tests were positive for Hawking Kennedy test was positive, and patient can do 70 degrees of abduction and flexion, forward flexion, and anterior posterior apprehension positive, speed test, near test are positive, Hawking Kennedy test is positive. Diagnosis, general, V89.2 X60, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, ligaments, M54.0, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.30, S43.432D, right hand G56.01, cervical spine M54.2, lumbar spine M54.5. And SI spine M54.17. Plan of care for the Caniella Sutton Jones is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered. At 3 times per week for neck, lower back and the right shoulder, including SI joint, with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is encouraged to use the acupuncture, laser heat, infrared heat, yoga, meditation, etc. Disability is ordered, work disability and housework replacement, transportation, medications. Non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day is ordered, 60 tablets for healing and anti-inflammatory. Allowable 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Flexible 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 g daily for topical pain relief. In the controlled drugs, patient was provided with Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 7 days, 14 tablet for pain relief. And Feosid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. 50 tablets were provided. And Lyrica 50 mg every 12 hours, 60 tablets were provided for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, reference to psychiatry, fitness club are all yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging record and past records are not available for this accident. Intervention pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered released, if there are any. She did go to the Henry Ford Hospital, but she left against medical advice. Investigations, none. DMEs. Patient is ordered to have a neck brace, back brace, tense unit. Education, yes. Disability, discussed already. Follow visit in 7 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.